I don't know if you can tell, but it's raining today. I think there's a plane. I'm sitting on my porch and enjoying the breeze, watching cars drive by. Yeah, there's definitely a plane. You hear it? I woke up this morning and I felt kind of peaceful and happy and warm. And it's hard to describe that feeling, but it was really nice. And my voice is a little scratchy and I need tea or coffee or something. My scratchy morning voice. But I'm sitting on my porch in a bathrobe. It's not like something skimpy. It's like a long, like satiny bathrobe. It has one pocket. I don't know why. It just has one pocket. Hear the train? Sounds of the city. Anyway, I'm sitting on my porch with all the city sounds and the rain, and maybe you'll hear my loud neighbors in a minute. And it feels nice. I like the way it smells when it rains. And can you smell it before? And here comes a car. These sort of sounds always seem so peaceful to me. I thought you might enjoy them. I'm watching a guy ride by on a bike. He's wearing a yellow shirt. It's a red bike. He's paddling uphill. Pretty fast, actually. It's impressive. I live in a nice neighborhood. It's, I don't mean nice in that term of the word. It's just pretty. Lots of old houses, and I've lived here for a while. I know some of the neighbors, and they're really nice. It's very walkable. And if it weren't raining, I would take myself for a walk, because it sounds refreshing, and it feels so nice out. I wish you could feel the breeze here. But the sounds of rain, it's very soothing. Maybe mixed with my morning voice. a little scratchy and my severe vocal fry. I don't mind. I don't mind at all. There's a big red truck driving by. Wildlife rescue. Interesting. It actually reminds me of a story. Didn't know if I'd think of anything to say today, but one of my best friends, he moved away a long time ago, but my best guy friend, he used to work from home. He did photo retouching. It's his job. He still does it, and he could work from home. So I'd go over and visit him because he was sort of antisocial, and we'd hang out. And he had really good taste in music, so I would go through his albums and vinyl and discover new bands that way. he's partly to blame for a lot of kind of weird post-punk stuff I listen to. And one day he called me and he's like, I think that a bird's nest fell in my chimney. And he lived in an old house that had been turned into apartments. So I went over and sure enough, there was like a little bird's nest and you could hear little baby birds chirping and the mother was nowhere to be found. And he was just going to leave it on the front lawn, like hoping that the mother bird would come and find them. And me being me, I decided I was going to rescue these birds. There were three of them. There was one that was really tiny, and the other two birds seemed to be the ones who got fed better, obviously, because there was this little tiny runt of a bird. And I read about what to do online. It said, you know, go buy canned dog food. It's weird, right? But I guess there's something in it that is similar to birds' natural diet. I was just doing this until I could find someone to take these birds. I wasn't going to keep them. So I put them in this little shoebox and a bunch of warm blankets, and I fed them a lot. And the little guy was coming around. And I called up a nature preserve, or a wildlife preserve here. And I asked, if I found these baby birds, do you have any sort of space for them? What should I do? And I was pretty young. I was just college. And the guy on the phone started yelling at me. And he said, it's people like you that are the problem, interfering with Mother Nature. And he made me cry. I just wanted to save these birds' lives. And I guess there's differing opinions on that. But then he gave me the number of a woman, and he said, it sounds like you have this kind of bird. They're called chimney swifts. And I know a woman who does rehabilitation for them, so he gave me her number after yelling at me and making me cry. And I called her, and she agreed to meet with me. She came to my apartment, and she picked up the box. But before she did, I had woken up that morning, and the little bird had died. It had not made it overnight. And it made me really sad, because I was feeding these birds with tweezers. They're so tiny. You're not supposed to touch them. You're not supposed to, you know, do anything that would get your human scent on them, really. At least I thought so. Anyway, she picked up these birds from me, and she said, yeah, these are chimney swifts. They like to make nests in chimneys to protect their babies. And she's like, this happens a lot. The nest will fall. They usually die. And she told me, thank you. You did a good thing. And then she said, here's my business card if you ever need to buy a house. She's a real estate agent. And there's another story. I hope you have a good day.